Next item. Carla, could you please read item 21?
Proclaim January 8, 2020 to be Urban Tour Group Day.
For those of you that may not know, the Urban Tour Group is a nonprofit organization of volunteers that provides free tours of downtown Portland to the elementary school students in our community, and they've been doing that since 1970. These educational walking tours provide information on Portland's history, our culture, our architecture, and our resources. I'd like to take a moment to thank the Urban Tour Group and its group of many volunteers for taking the time to educate our youth about our fantastic city. This is a great opportunity to teach our youth to care about our city and to then grow up and be active and engaged people in our community. With us today is the president of the Urban Tour Group, Sandy Page, and president-elect of the Urban Tour Group, Karen Pinder. Thank you both for being here today. We sure appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Mayor Wheeler and City Council members. I'm Sandy Page, president of the Urban Tour Group. At the base of the Skidmore Fountain is the guiding principle of the Urban Tour Group. Citizens are the riches of the city. We share the meaning of this motto to inspire young students what good citizenship means and things that they can do to be good citizens themselves. And we tell them about the deeds and the actions of citizens who have made a difference in our city's history. Our guides serve as ambassadors to Portland, sharing Portland's history, its planning for the future, its public art, architecture, and let them see several different sites. We offer three different tours that, while visiting different sites, always inspires students to appreciate what makes a thriving city and the role they might play to be a part of a success of their city. What started out in 1970 as a few members of the Women's Architectural League and Wives of Architects has grown into an organization who tours around 5,000 students a year. And I wanted to introduce two of our longest serving members, Gerald Blauer, who has been a member for 49 out of the 50 years.
Great.
And Sue Friedman, member for 45 years. Today we have 168 members, men and women from a wide range of careers who have give up their time and of their time and talents to provide two-hour tours to educate and enrich students' understanding and appreciation of Portland. It is an honor for me to represent the Urban Tour Group as president, and it's also an honor that you, Mayor Wheeler, honor the Urban Tour Group and our 168 members. And I have to add a personal note. Whenever Mayor Wheeler has time and can talk to our students, we visit City Hall, my tour does, and you take the time to talk to our students, and I really appreciate it. And I think some of you council members also do, but I haven't been on that. Our 2020 celebration year has two presidents, and I would like to introduce to you my successor, Karen Pinder, who will become president in June.
Thank you. Urban Tour Group is a nonprofit, self-sustaining organization, and any fundraising we do is just simply to train our new incoming and existing members so that we can be the best tour guides possible. But we also provide transportation funds to downtown Portland for our schools, and especially in particular those schools that would not be able to participate because of transportation needs. We want to extend a very special thanks to the many businesses, churches, city, state, and federal entities who allow us into their beautiful buildings so that we can share these with our students as well. Most students that come on the tours have never seen some of these amazing sites, such as this one that we're sitting in right now. And along with this amazing honor today, we will be celebrating our 50th year by participating in at least one Portland Rose Festival parade, enjoying and sharing a beautiful commemorative poster designed by a local artist, hosting a gala event at the Oregon Historical Society, and they have been a long time, very generous sponsor of our group, on October 1st, where we'll highlight our 50 years of existence and service to the students of the Portland metro area. So thank you very much for helping us kick off this exciting year, and please accept our open invitation to join us anytime you'd like to take one of our tours. Thank you.
Thank you. And could I ask you, ladies, a question? Are these some of your volunteers?
They're all our members.
You're all our volunteers. Thank you for the work you do. And we have a number of volunteers down here as well. Mm-hmm. Colleagues, any thoughts or questions? Commissioner Fritz?
So I've been feeling a bit sorry for all of us today. It's been a heavy day, and it's been a very I feel like I'm doing a difficult job. You've just reminded me, chaperoning those field trips when my kids were in elementary school. Oh my goodness, was that difficult. You have the patience of saints. Thank you so much. I learned a lot as somebody who was just getting used to Portland back
thank
then.
You.
And every time I go to the Benson Bubblers, I say thank you, Mr. Benson.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I would just like to add, the reason I try to make myself available is no matter what kind of day I've had, when you bring the kids in, they're really hilarious. And, just off the top of my head, some of the favorite things, I always ask them, what have you seen and what's really cool? And you never know what they're going to say. And some of the favorite questions they've asked over the years, one kid raised his hand and asked if, as mayor, do I get access to a private jet? And to which I answered, there are many fine benefits to being the mayor of this incredible city, but unfortunately, that's not one of them. And then one of the other questions I was asked was by a little girl. She asked quite sincerely, she said, do you live here? To which I responded, yes, unfortunately, I do. And it's just great, and I can tell that they're having a lot of fun and that they're learning a lot, and you're opening their eyes many times for the first time really to the incredible assets that this city has, and you're also helping lay the foundation for the future support for all of our civic and cultural institutions in this community, and it is so appreciated. I have one sort of specific question, and this is really a cheap way of helping you to get a plug in. How do you raise money for what you do? When and where do you do it? And if somebody's watching this on TV, then they're inspired by the work you do. How do they get involved?
We have one fundraising auction the first Thursday of December, where we think of fun activities that our members would like to do, and they either bid on them or just do a silent auction, and they bring their friends, and that's how we do it. We have one fundraiser that brings in a lot of most of our funds that we need. So,
and before I get to Commissioner Udaly's hand, if somebody wants to be a volunteer, how would they get in touch with you?
They could go online to, and I'm
trying to UrbanTourGroup.org.
.org.
Commissioner Hardesty is signing
right,
up.
Right. Thank you. Good. Thank you. Only the president can't remember our email address. But they could contact us, and we send out an application and interview people, and then we provide 9 weeks of training, sessions over 9 weeks, usually a good half day.
That's great.
Training.
That's great. Thank you. Commissioner Udaly had a couple of comments.
Thank you, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor. First of all, I want to say I'm not sure if your groups have come to my office or not. We get lots of classroom groups coming, but you're certainly welcome. I can't show the kids where the secret passage is R, but there is a cool old safe at the top of a spiral staircase that I think is worth noting. The mayor may not have a private jet, but he does have a private restroom, which I remain very envious of.
It's the one unknown perk. The one unknown
one,
perk.
Only one. And finally...
You have a private restroom?
Yeah. I mean, that's the only reason I would want to run for mayor. Just saying. Finally, I've heard that City Hall used to have a penthouse on top of it. I have not been able to find any further details or find any photographic evidence. I'm assuming that was residence for the mayor, but maybe not.
It's where the auditor lives currently, isn't it?
Well, sadly, it is not there because I forced one of our security staff to take me to the roof in my first year here, and it's just a really boring HVAC system up there now. But I just wonder if all the wealth of knowledge in this room... anyone might be able to solve the City Hall penthouse mystery. Not today, but maybe.
If we find out, we will write to you and tell you what when we find out.
That's great. Any further comments before I read the proclamation? So the proclamation represents the values of the Portland City Hall and, by extension, everyone in this community. Whereas the Urban Tour Group is celebrating the 50th year of outstanding and meaningful service to the school children and the entire city of Portland. And whereas the purpose of Urban Tour Group is to provide children with an awareness of the urban environment of downtown Portland by guiding them on walking tours. And whereas Urban Tour Group gives children a sense of the city's past, present, and future and broadens their knowledge of the city's architecture, history, and present activities. And whereas the Urban Tour Group encourages children to assume responsibility for the world that surrounds them by developing knowledge of and pride in their city and good citizenship for the future. And whereas the Urban Tour Group is a nonprofit program which has toured over 190,000 children since its creation in 1970. And whereas the Urban Tour Group has provided training to hundreds of volunteer guides, enabling them to give tours that are age-appropriate, accurate, interesting, and of course, fun, while providing support to schools needing transportation assistance. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, the mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim January 8th, 2019 to be Urban Tour Group Day in Portland, and encourage all residents to observe this day as Urban Tour Group members continue to celebrate their 50th year anniversary. Thank you.
Thank you.
Would you mind if we got a quick photograph up front with you holding the proclamation?
Old as dirt, old as Earth Day. Aw, She went to, that woman went to school with Ted's mother.
Ted's mom. Yeah.
That's cute.
Can you put us into recess for 5 minutes? We can't do the next writing until 3.
Caller, we're going to go into recess for 5 minutes.
All right, we're the third.